Hey babe, I've got to ask you something.
Okay, what?
How often do you make time for you?
Oh God, I don't know. I'm guessing quite often.
Okay. I don't know if that's accurate. Anyway, she's the loving, slightly disillusional wife. I'm the nerve-wracking husband, and we'll be right back. Everything in life that has brought you to this point in your life is not only the reason you are here, but it is also the core of who you are. These things that define our characteristics and our thinking and our mindset is all based around who we were growing up and how certain people influenced and shaped us. It doesn't matter if it was great, blessed, or ugly. It has shaped you one way or another. The one problem is how you let that define you. My wife and I put together this podcast to help you get sorted out and find your clarity. So grab something to drink. Let's get comfortable and let's jump into it.
Welcome back, boys and girls. Now is for you, mister.
What? What did I do?
Oh, God, I don't know. You just implied that I don't really make time for myself.
Is that wrong?
Well, you're not exactly Mr. This is my time, either.
All right. I might have a point there. Mm-hmm. I might not be Mr. Take Time for Myself. But, I mean, that's why we're here today having this discussion. Because I think it's a good idea to talk about this and make the valued listeners more aware.
Make them aware of what? How often people should keep going and don't really worry about recharging their batteries, so to speak?
Yes. Now you're drinking what I'm pouring, see? I see people do it all the time. They work all day, and then they're so busy all night. They're either volunteering, they're helping others, they're just keeping busy. And they just always seem to be too busy doing for others and forget about themselves.
Eventually, it's going to take a toll on a person. You know, you can start to feel burnt out or run down, and you may even begin to feel under the weather, like a cold or a flu, or, you know, which is a whole other conversation surrounding making time for yourself.
Is it really, though? Another conversation? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're flat out and you're not making time for yourself, eventually your body's going to make you slow down. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be forced to take that time and recharge.
You mean like what we just went through? You know, we were both feeling so run down and all of these things we had going on, and it really took a toll on both of us. Well, you more than me.
Yeah, I mean, I was good 2.5 days I was down.
Yeah, and I was only a day. Really bad for a day.
Even then, really bad, you still weren't as bad as I was.
No.
You know, I had like body aches, fever, chills, dizziness. It was just a whole plethora of emotions.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, couldn't sleep, couldn't do nothing.
And again, it's because we ran ourselves thin. It was our body's way of forcing us to slow down because we hadn't stopped since August. It's now November.
Yeah. Yeah, the middle of August, I guess, eh?
Yeah, we took our vacation.
Really, I'd say since probably July.
You think July?
We had a six-year-old with us for a whole month.
That's true.
And he kept us busy.
I forgot how busy you could be with a little one.
Yeah, and then we took our vacation and we drove him home to BC. Mm-hmm. Stayed there for a week, saw some family.
Busy, busy, busy. Go, go, go.
Came home in time to move into the apartment.
Get the bus ready for storage.
Start getting the bus ready. Then your mother came out for 2 weeks to visit.
And then we went back to BC for a wedding.
Which is why your mother came out to visit. Mm-hmm. Quick turnaround there, 3-4 days, and then back home.
Mm-hmm. And then a couple weeks later, we run to the other end of the country to our daughter's baby shower.
Yes. And again, quick turnaround. There on a Friday, home on the Sunday. Oh, yeah. My God.
And then what is wrong with us? We were homesick on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So that was our body's way of saying, slow the hell down.
And like really sick. Like I thought maybe I had the vid.
Yeah. Thank God we tested negative.
Yeah.
But yeah, if that's exactly what this conversation is about, is how it really can mess with your body and your body's telling you slow down.
Yeah.
Because we didn't take any time for us.
No, that's right. And that's like a cool quote I read once, that if you don't make time for your wellness, you'll be forced to make time for your illness, which is exactly what just happened to us.
Yeah. And you know, today in this life, now everybody's becoming more and more wanting instant results and the hustle and the bustle, which I think is going to lead to a lot of people living that quote. Exactly. You know, everything seems to be more fast paced than it used to be when I was growing up. And I think it's important for everybody to understand the necessity of making time for themselves.
I couldn't have said it better. Especially when you think about how many people are working like 2 or 3 jobs these days. Mm-hmm. Just so they can afford to live and eat in today's world. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, they can't afford to take that time to rest and recover, let alone, heaven forbid, they should actually get sick and have to take time off work because they're sick.
Yeah, I totally agree. However, how do you define that line?
Ooh, what line do you mean?
Well, you know, that line that separates what I need to do for me and what can I afford to do for me.
Oh, yeah, that's easy, but it's not easy. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me personally, I just started using some questions that help me evaluate. It's nothing complicated, nothing stressed out, just simple questions that are designed to get me thinking about my own wellness and whether or not I'm pushing too hard, like maybe sometimes I often do.
Oh, yes, you do. So are you going to keep us all hanging in the wind, or are you going to let us in on these simple questions?
Ooh, I suppose I could share them with everyone. I mean, that is why we're here doing this podcast, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Sharing things to help others.
Exactly.
So the first question I start with is, why is it that I am pushing so hard right now? Am I pushing for something specific? Am I just pushing just because I feel like I need to be pushing? So that's a good starting base, is why. Why are you pushing so hard right now in this space? Mm-hmm. Second question is this beneficial to my master plan? So am I just pushing for pushing? Is there an end goal? Like maybe saving up money to buy something or take a trip or something along those lines? Then it's a little beneficial, but how hard do you go then? Third question is it going to affect anyone if I slow down a little bit? And I mean, 9 times out of 10, depending on the answer to the first two questions, the answer to this one's going to be no. The only one it's going to affect is you. And it's going to affect you in a positive way if you slow down a little bit.
I can see that.
The fourth question I use is, am I missing out on anything with my family? You know, if I'm hauling ass and I'm hustle, 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 what's going on at home that I'm missing? Am I missing birthdays? Am I missing celebrations, anniversaries? Am I just missing?
Sometimes it could be as simple as just missing dinner.
Right?
Yeah.
And then finally, the last question I use, is my body getting the rest required to keep going? And chances are, the answer is no, because you're too busy hustling and bustling and go, 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 that you're not allowing yourself the time to be down, to recoup, to recover, to be good.
Yeah. And, you know, I can see how those questions could force you to stop and look at your own personal wellness. You know, I like how they worded it in a way that allows you to pause and reflect on what you are doing. You know, I feel like these are really only effective if you take the time to ask these questions and reflect on them.
Oh, yes, ma'am. That's a good point right there. It's like any tool or advice you might use to help yourself. It's really only good if you actually do the work, utilize it, and implement the tool you're given. So if you have all these resources that are used to help you improve yourself and you do nothing with them, how far are you going to get? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, speaking of cool tools and resources and shameless plugs, I just finished a cool little resource, a little PDF report. And it's really cool. It's designed in a way to help people find solutions by using effective problem solving.
So is this something that our beautiful listeners could use for themselves?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You know it is. Mm-hmm. I'm going to share it with all of you. In fact, in the description of this episode, I put a link that'll take you right to the report so everyone can get a copy of this cool resource and they can use it to find solutions to any problem they might be facing.
Including making time for ourselves and understanding why we need to do that?
Yes.
And is it free for the people?
Yes.
Is it going to help them find effective solutions to any problem?
Maybe.
Maybe? What do you mean maybe? What is the point of sharing it? Is it if it isn't going to work?
That's the thing. I can't guarantee it's going to work. I mean, you've got to use it and implement it. So if you go ahead and grab a copy of it, but then it just sits there in la-la land on your computer, you don't look at it, you don't think about it, you don't read it, you don't follow it, you don't do it, are you going to get the results you want?
No.
That's on you, not on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you did there, smart guy. You think you're pretty clever, don't you?
She thinks I'm clever. No, I know I'm clever. It's part of my charm.
Oh, if you say so. I think it's time that we bring this to close, don't you?
Sure. Let's wrap this one up. Put a little bow on it. Call it done. And don't forget, go get a copy of that little report, Effective Problem Solving.
And I am going to go check it out right now. Perfect. And see if it's as good as you say it is.
Oh, it is.
All right. Well, then say goodbye, mister.
Goodbye, mister.
Remember, be present.
Be mindful.
Always move forward.
When you're surrounded by darkness, open your eyes. Look around you. It's a beautiful life. Don't waste time. Open your mind. Have no regrets. Paint the sky your favorite color. Your favorite color.